All right, welcome to For Sellers Prime. It's now June, so welcome to June. Get your questions in. Oh my god, I'm gonna just yawn all day apparently. I'm sorry, yes. So I had a fun occurrence this morning, which is I woke up and Feta wasn't in the bedroom like they usually are. Sometimes they're like under my sheets with me, sometimes they're in their bed in the bedroom, but I couldn't find them for a bit. So I emerged into the living room and took a photo. This is zoomed in. And so yeah, it looks like it's taken with like a 2002 smartphone, but that's like 5x. And the reason is if I took another step, he would have like unfrozen his pose, and it was a very comical pose. What are you doing? Right now he is sat on the couch looking at me. He wants me to throw the toy. That's the only actual question that we've had, other than our conversation about chlorine gas, but yeah, there we go. So if you have additional questions, get them in, otherwise I'm gonna like sit here, maybe I'll open up the tech tree. Oh my god, I'm sorry, I'm yawning. I only slept like 7 hours, but like that should be enough, right? 7 hours. Like, I know it's not eight, like it's seven. Here we go. Tech tree. There we go. The tech tree. I don't really know what to do on the tech tree right now. But it's there. I'm still filling in like pictures when I find them. Because they all broke during the great like backup problem. Like, for example, the low motion mode. Not that I worked on it for like a year or two now. I promise I'll try and get there at some point. It does not read well at this distance. There you go, I did too. All right, we don't have any questions. We'll keep going. Do I need to add anything to this? I guess we can mark this as green. There's going to be additional development. Like, I've got a bug fix out for it right now that fixes like 5 or 6 bugs that I noticed. I've got IK. I knew I made that change last week. It's probably... There it is! Whoop, 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 whoop. Delete this one. Good news now. Oh yeah, the news facet. I need to double check what's happening on that. I think the back end was done, but then like I haven't had to sit it added. I think it was going to go on the help tab or something. Oh yeah, Fruits in their free time is working. Screen sharing. I don't really know what happened to this one as well. They've just stalled. Everyone's doing so many things. It's natural for some stuff to stall. And so like I guarantee that one of these people is waiting for me to do something that I have forgotten to do. Guaranteed. I have no idea what it is, but I guarantee there's at least one item that I've forgotten. That's just life. What do the colors mean, someone said? Okay, so the colors are up here. Not started. Unsure if it's still valid. Complete or also do check the arrows as well, where it's dotted. It's like unsure. Sometimes things are like tangentially related. Like here, these are tangentially related, but like not really. But it was still important to like show the progression of that idea. No idea what I just... Oh, I opened the image in a new tab. Very useful thing I've ever seen. Yeah, so brown is not stuck. Kind of limited on colors. We got, we can go here, like, to, like, custom colors and stuff. Like, sometimes that they screw up or they get forgotten and then you need to, like, color pick them again. And I'm colorblind, so I always screw it up. So no, we used static. I guess we could put the audio engine. I know it's stalled because of the FFmpeg bug, but I did see like there's a PR open to fix the FFmpeg bug now, so that's cool. So we should definitely see. So it should probably come up here. Sound flow swap. Bigger to be. I mean, I guess it's blue. Not that blue. I guess it's blue, even though like you know we stalled on it because of that bug. Is we're very close, except for that bug. I did read the PR. Actually, I just read the PR description of the FFmpeg bug, which is, I think, just org, like ODG files. So that's, and I didn't understand any of the lingo. It was like, we're going to PT the duration, blah, 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 calculate this. And I'm just like, okay. Sounds good. I looked at the code, and it was a lot of C, and I was just like, I don't know what's going on. All right, so I have a payment question from a Compt user here who says, if I buy the $10 a year tier, is it possible then to buy something else? So what you're asking there is to like augment your subscription, right? So you want the general improvements that you've got from the $10 a year, which is really good value. Like I haven't looked at it before. And the reason I haven't looked at it before, I don't know, I didn't look at it before. But the reason I haven't looked at it before was because of the reason I looked at it, sorry. Upside down talking, is that our promo codes award that $10 a year tier. And I recently took a screenshot of that so it could be easily passed around in Discord. But I don't remember what channel I put that in. Yes, I found it. So we've got a you know very useful, easy to paste $10 tier. This is $10 a year. 5 gigabytes of storage, basic shout out. And I think we should reword what this says to from Discord access to like something else, because that doesn't make sense. Like we have a Discord. Should that be like Discord role or something? shouldn't be Discord access. It implies that you don't get Discord without that, which is like, I don't know, it's like slightly. Yeah, exactly. And like, it is a perk, but like, it isn't that much of a perk. Anyway, I'll add that to the pile of stuff I probably won't have time to look at. Sometimes the like easiest things, in this case, the like, I need to change a piece of text, are the hardest things, because it's like, I don't know where that text is. I don't know if that text is generated dynamically. I'd have to go look. And like, therefore, it expands. It's like, change a piece of text turns into like, how'd that text even work? If it's Discord access on that tier, it's probably Discord access on the other tiers, so we should probably change that wording. Maybe I should run the wording by the team. You know, it just like explodes into like, nah, it's not just changing. However, it is not possible to do this currently. What we want to do in the future, maybe, is like productize the parts of the subscription a little bit more. So let's say that your subscription gives you two groups and you need one more group because of whatever, a project, right? We want to be able to add that to your bill for the month. Like, you can go there and be like, extras. So, you know, instead of like extra cheese on your burger, it's like, I want an extra group. And, you know, it's just added to the price. Foxes, where do you find that? Because I want to throw more money at the team. Yeah, you go to account.resonite.com and you can subscribe there. There's also a link from our main. Yoxa Taffy, you had oolong tea. Yes, I have a good collection of Chinese imported tea in my cupboard. We are entering into the summer, and so I don't really drink it in the summer. Because the last thing I want to do when it's really, really hot outside is to boil a kettle and then pour boiling water into it and then wait for it to cool down so I can sip on it. That doesn't sound like a good use of temperature. Same thing as that is like, I kind of try and avoid my oven in the summer because it's just like, I'm going to put like a frozen pizza in the oven. Can't wait for my apartment to be like incredibly hot for the rest of the day just because I wanted to be lazy and throw a pizza in the oven. My goal in life is eventually to get like an off-grid place. And I was watching a video a long time ago. I don't remember the channel or anything like that, but it was like an off-grid place in some sort of like European, but Eastern Europe country. I don't remember the exact one. And the guy was like, this cup of tea is carbon neutral and entirely free. And what they meant was, the water that they got for their cup of tea, was from a well that was on their property. So free. The power to turn the kettle on and boil that water came from solar, so free. And the tea leaves came from their garden. So like they grew the leaves, they harvested the leaves, they put it in water that they collected from their property and boiled using their electricity. It was like, wow, this is great. Because what that meant is effectively like if they didn't pay any money to anyone, they'd be able to make tea theoretically forever. I mean, I know there's maintenance cost in a well, and I know there's maintenance cost in solar panel, but like, you know, compared to other things. Emergency Temporal Shift says, can I get extra cheese on my Resonite membership? No, you can't. I am so hungry. I don't have any groceries in, so I gotta sort it out after. CompUser says, with a plan to productize the subscription bonuses, not sure if that's correct phrasing, would it be possible to add extra donation amount to your subscription, like a tip? No, I don't think we'll be able to do that. At least we wouldn't do that via Stripe. We might do it via like another platform, like raw PayPal. Like, the problem is that like we need to give you something for your money. Because I don't know how legal it would be to like accept donations. Yeah, like what if you don't want anything? Yeah, I don't know the legalities of that. Like, we are not a charity, etc. So like, it probably is fine, but like, you know, we it's something we have to check. A lot of people are just like, oh, why do you need to check all this stuff? And it's like, well, like we're a company, and if we do things wrong, either lawyers come after us, or the government comes after us, or sometimes customers come after us, or patent trolls, or you know, legal trolls, etc. So like, we got to do it. Like, so if you're running, like, I don't know, you make models for Resonite, right? You're a great 3D modeler. You make an awesome thing. Sure, you can accept donations, right? Because you're like, you're one person, you're not a company. But like, we're a company. Fox says, can't you just say it's giving a friend money? You're not giving a friend money, though. You're giving a company money. While we all love Fruxius, I think you're here, Fruxius. Like, whilst you're here and, you know, we all like Fruxius, like, Fruxius isn't the company. The company is Yellow Dog Man Studios. We get that a lot internally as well. You know, when it comes to like paperwork and stuff, it's like, hey, you have to remember, like, are you operating right now with this paperwork as Yellow Dog Man Studios, or are you operating as the entity? Probably, right? Because like there's different problems. When it comes to pay what you want, you get something. So we could offer like pay as you want, but again, we'd need to double check the legalities and technicalities for that. Compt user says, just going to find PO boxes that match up with each YDMS member and mail currencies to each dev. There's better ways to handle that. I don't do anything with it, and so I feel guilty, but also, like, I don't want to touch it, because, like, I've got my own Patreon, and it's posted at the bottom of which of my videos, and some people do subscribe to that, and there is money coming in, and I feel like I should do more, there, but there we go. One of the things I do not want to do, because I can't stand it, is the, like, if you get this tier, I'll put you at the end of all of my videos, and it's just like, no, that's like, you're paying, it's gross. Fox says, can you do like on Gumroad where you have to pay the minimum, but you could pay more for the same thing? I don't know. We got to look at Stripe, right? If you want to take a look at the Stripe developer docs and figure that out for your own purposes, great. But we'd have to do, we use Stripe currently. And you know, Stripe's like a buy a t-shirt kind of thing, you know. Earthbox says, a lot of discussions here are trying to throw money at Resonate. Is the platform of monetary issues? No. Like, we're not in danger of like collapsing. We are in danger of like not growing, though, which is like a different problem to have. Like, people always say, like, oh, just get more devs. It's like, we can't pay them. It's like, well, they work for free. And it's like, yeah, well, there's legalities and problems with that, right? We have to figure out how to grow as a company. And that includes, well, actually, you know, it should start with, hey, let's pay Fruks a living wage. How about that? Let's pay all our team a living wage, right? How about that? And that's what we need to do to grow. You know, I don't want to get too specifics about the money, but perhaps think about how much money you earn from your job, your salary, and how many people work at the company that you work at, and just do the multiplication there, right? Whatever that is, it doesn't matter. It'll still work out to be crazy. You know, take your salary, multiply it by 10, and it's like, that's how much money you need for 10 people. When it comes to that, there's overheads that are beyond that, particularly of larger companies, right? Because it's not only the salary, it's usually like the medical benefits that the, well, at least if it's a US company, would also pay for. So it's like salary plus other stuff, and it's just like, ugh. But yeah, we're not going away. We survive, we're not going away, but we want to grow, we want to thrive, and we're trying to figure out whatever we can do to make that happen. I'm not up to date on like the VRC Plus features, but I guess I should go take a look at them, just for my own like brain power. My backspace key is not... Here's what you get. You get a nameplate icon. Age, we'll just skip over that one. You get a higher trust rank because you subscribe. Okay, cool. Favorite world slots, favorite avatar slots, a camera that can print pictures, a camera drone, a camera dolly, tenure badges, custom emoji. We could do tenure badges, Fruks. What that means is, like, say you've been subscribed for 5 years, like we take the regular subscriber icon and we put a 5 on it. Yeah, like shinier, bigger, etc. I'll give you an example that will immediately, like, everyone's going to groan. I'm sorry, here we go. I have, on RuneScape, a 15-year cape. I am, I don't remember, but, like, there's a cape every 5 years, right? And so what I really want is the 20-year cape. And to figure out how long it would take me to get the 20-year cape, like in RuneScape, you have to go to a specific location, speak to a specific NPC which handles the year capes, and be like, yo man, how close am I to the 20-year cape? And I don't remember the name. Earthbox says, can it be in dog years or something? Write it in Dunning numbers. Art team. You gotta remember, like, I'm colorblind, I'm bad at drawing. We'd just give it to the art team, and they'll... I always walk around wearing the 15-year one, and I only get, like, mogged. That's a 2026 word. I only get mogged by the 20-year ones, and I don't want to be mogged by them anymore. Like, people look at my levels, and they're like, that doesn't mean, like, a 15-year account. It's like, well, you know, I was in school and didn't have a job so I could play RuneScape, and then suddenly I had a job and so couldn't play RuneScape. But now I found some time to play RuneScape again. It's not really that much of, like, a mystery. The other important thing to remember about storage as well is it's a quota system. It's not a literal system. So when you sign up for 20 gigabytes of storage, the other thing I want to see is doesn't go buy 20 gigabytes of hard disk. We remove like a dam or a barrier or a block on your account that says, hey, you can go further now. You can go to 20. Something that would be interesting to sort of figure out from a sort of business metrics idea, I'd have to like write a report for it though, is of all of our supporters that have space allocations, what percentage of the space allocation that they have are they using? That would be an interesting metric. That also might find us like a new product, right? Let's say like most people are using 25 gigs, but are you know, closest tier to that one is 50 gigs. We'd create a 25 gigabyte tier to allow you guys to sort of get what you need. Those numbers were just made up. I've got no idea. Yeah, see, Electronus is using like 8%. Each Resonite team member gets 100 gigabytes free. I'm using like, I think like 20 last time I looked. And that's like since since like the start of like 2000 and like, I don't know, like ages ago, right? Because I also migrated. So I've got 3 cans on my desk and 2 of them are empty and I keep picking up the wrong one. I want the one full of fluid. I need my carbonated caffeine. Did I miss any questions in our rant about money? Oh no, this is Dr. Pepper Blackberry Zero Sugar. I do usually do Gamer Slime. I never remember. Like, the only time I know which Gamer Slime brand it is when I touch the container and have a serving, because they've all got stupid names. But it's something like G Fuel, or Gamer Sups, or one of the other ones. And like, I like it; it's great. But I miss the carbonation sometimes. This is where people are like, get a Soda Stream, and it's like, oh god, no. Dr. Pepper Blackberry, yeah, they're doing a bunch of, like, flavors. You can look it up, but it's an easy way. There's an easy way to, like, make, like, a cheaper Soda Stream, but you kind of need to build a bomb to get your custom Soda Stream. What you do is you get, like, a lot of, like, pressure gear and a CO2 tank, and then you go to, like, a brewery, and you get, like, it filled. Actually, here's a great picture. This is an indication exactly. I'm like, hey, you want to avoid a Soda Stream? I promise, this setup that I just pictured is cheaper, but does look like a bomb. We do need to cook, yeah. The interesting thing, though, however, is... hi, I used to work at Microsoft. Sorry, a particular content creator just popped into my head. I'll let you guess what that one is. Anyway, and... So this is what used to be accessible to me for free every single day of my life, because I worked at the offices. That's a really low-res image. Anyway, orange juice, apple juice, cranberry juice, and then that second shelf there has Talking Rain sparkling water, which is just regular, no flavoring. They've got Talking Rain sparkling lemon lime water, which is great. And then there's a bunch there. The reason why I don't really recognize some of those is because they keep changing them and getting new brands in. That's the healthy fridge, by the way. There's always a second fridge, which has like mainstream soda. And you can tell how long someone has been working at Microsoft by how many cans of soda they drink. Like, if you've been working there longer than a year, you know to go to the sparkling water. But if you're working there less than a year, you're like, oh my God, free diabetes. Electronus says, I'd be emptying the orange juice section every day. You would not. There's a difference between like having a supply of something and having an unlimited supply of something. Because that's one fridge. There's like on every floor of the office I worked in, Studio D, there were like 3 or 4 kitchens. And so like, when I resigned, there's a bit where you have to, you know, take in your equipment, give your badge back, exactly. And when I did that, I used my badge to get into the building one last time. And on my way out with a backpack, I did take about 8 or 9 cans of Dr. Pepper. I did take those on the way out into my backpack. No, not that picture. Speaking of Microsoft offices and drinks and stuff, did you know that Microsoft has a exclusive drink that is only available at Microsoft campuses? It's called Fusion Water, and it is a non-carbonated energy drink. It is delicious. I miss it every day. And Talking Rain, which is the company that makes it, have an exclusive deal with Microsoft to supply it to only Microsoft. It was that good that I was still living in Germany, waiting for a visa to get to America, and they took one of the people I was living near or with in Germany to America for a trip to work there at the offices for some reason. I can't remember what. But they came back, and they brought us each of the, you know, German contingent, a single can of Fusion Water as a gift, and it was great. You can ask any questions, Snow. Snow says the moderation question's fine. Yeah, they are fine. We're just shooting the shit, because there aren't any other questions talking about beverages and bombs and carbonation. Earthmark says, I don't know if there's a good solution for this or should be, but I'm curious if there's a way to improve sending users' storage quota. Currently, it's based on direct allocations. You push a person a specific quota. Yep. Would it be possible to push a quota to a pseudo group and users in that group auto poll? I think that would probably be tied to the existing group system, and it would require like an overhaul of how that stuff works. But like theoretically, yeah, it'd be like, hey, if you're in this group, you can like use this group storage. I don't want groups to turn into a cult, like Johnny just said, distributed storage. It'll be like, hey, if you join my group, you are required to give 10 gigabytes to the group or we'll kick you out. Also, make sure to save a cheese to the cheese folder every day to show your commitment for the group. There are guilds like that in many MMOs. They're like, hey, you'll be kicked out of the group if you don't contribute like 10 gold a daily. You must contribute 10 gold daily to the guild's bank, otherwise we will kick you. All right, Snow asks about pacifiers. Some saying it's NSFW, but some saying it's SFW. I know it depends on context, but I'm wondering how it's seen. So I'm going to answer two ways. I'm going to answer my personal opinion. I'm going to answer the moderation approved opinion. Okay, here we go. Personal opinion, don't care. Moderation opinion, largely also don't care, provided it's not being used in a sexual manner. I don't really know how we would use just a pacifier in a sexual manner, but like, there is a difference, however, between our moderation guidelines and a personal sessions rules. They can be in addition to our rules, because it has to be in addition, because you can't like cancel out any of our rules of your rules. But you can be like, hey, I don't want pacifiers in my session, and if you don't, you know, if you have a pacifier, we're going to kick you. That's totally okay. There are some rules that aren't okay, but like that particular one would be okay. Not that I would advise you to do this, but you could make a session. We have had people make sessions in before where it's like, hey, no furries. And I know that there's a lot of drama there, but like it's their session, their rules. Yeah, pacifiers are not a protected group. Strangely, furries are also not a protected group. If furries were a protected group, it'd be like, okay, well, are Dragon Ball Z fans a protected group? Because, you know, it's basically a fandom. Frix gives some more information about that. We'd have to rework the storage group quota thing. We'd have to rework the system for something like that. And unfortunately, it's a bit complicated engineering-wise. Yeah, I thought so. Like, technically, we can do it, but we probably wouldn't. I used to use the phrasing, technically yes, possibly no, which is where, like, something is, like, totally doable, but, like, I probably can't do it. Fenrir is aggressively licking. He's got some hyperlinks, guys. He's throwing them. He's aggressively licking my knee.
What do you want, Fenrir? Now you're clawing at my...
Snow says, I know of session rules, but it feels like a violation of consent just to remove an item off your avatar without saying, hey, please don't use that here. If they make physical contact with you to remove it, absolutely, that's a problem. They shouldn't be doing that. They should ask you politely to use that here. Patch says, can you address the claim that Yell offered zillions of dollars for rights to use the Resonite platform, but turn it down because you're super cool or whatever. Frooks made a, I think called tweet, Booski, made a social media post on the platform Blue Sky that talked about it. Those are all the details I have as well. But it was an offer to buy the whole company, like, holistically. And that would mean that we would lose control. So Frooks said, so, like, this is not what happened, but, like, it would probably have been like, hey, I'm big corporate, big wig. I've got a suit, a tie, and lots of money. Can we have Resonite? And Fruits probably just went like, no, and then blew bubbles at them and ran off. I went to grab my can of carbonated caffeine, and he's like, I will lick your hand as it goes past me. He did a drive-by lick. I really have just been like sharing a picture of Wanderer tier for a while, but I guess it's like, you know... psychology. If I show you the Wanderer tier for 30 minutes, you might buy it. Hecko says, I'm making a thing that will grab textures from the web and then make them local by performing useless actions on them, adding zero alpha. How evil is this? Do you think someone can make it less evil with the current feature set, or am I overthinking of it? I mean, if you're following the license guidelines of the images you're downloading, it's absolutely fine. But if you're not following the license guidelines, it's not fine. Snow says, is it a bit prepared? Apparently Snow says gobbledygook. Let me try that again. I'm going to have to, like, put my teeth back in. That's just a UK phrase we used when we're talking gobbledygook. Snow says, is it expected behavior for antlers? Is it expected behavior for avatars favorited in a group folder to not be equipped on spawn in a new world? I'd have to look into that. Very, very possibly, yes. We did have a bug open for quite a while that was my favorite avatar doesn't spawn, but we closed it because no one like could reproduce it. I can reproduce it, but no one can reproduce it. I want to verify that it's not something strange with my account though, so I want to look to that at some point when I can. I've noticed it happens a lot in like Australian sessions, and I'm like, is there something there because how far away it is? But like a good GitHub person, I am waiting till I've confirmed it and able to reproduce it before I make. Oh, you made a bug report about the group folder thing? Oh, yeah. The temperature is rising. Like, it's really rising here. Yeah, the Australians have problems because the computer bits travel that far. When you think about it, actually, like, America to Australia with the like, actual servers being in Europe, that's fine. It means we're sort of halfway away from America and halfway away from Australia. For any geographers out there or map makers out there who know how incorrect that statement is, fine. It's incorrect. But if you look at the map of the world, here's a map of the world. I guess we could do this inside Obsidian, right? Yeah, okay. Here's a map of the world. Now, I found out the other day that Resonite's cloud server, the Azure ones, are in Sweden. So they're basically here. So I'm like here in Washington State. So if I connect to Australia, it's like here, here. And that's like sort of halfway. I mean, it's more like here because no one lives in that part of Australia as far as I'm aware. You guys live in Australia where it's green. Snow says, I wonder if we could use a CDN for caching. We do use a CDN. We use Cloudflare. I don't know how up to date this is. It's from Cloudflare's official website. But that is a picture of all the nodes they have across the world. Again, for the benefit of the recording, let's go ahead and chuck. There we go. I didn't realize Greenland was so boring. I mean, what's up with that like line at the top? Because that should wrap, shouldn't it? Where's the rest of Greenland? Yeah, Antarctica. Is New Zealand there? All right, they've got New Zealand. Yeah, why have they cut off? I need to look at like Google Earth now. Like, what does Greenland look? It shouldn't be cut off. Like, this is a like I've rotated Google Earth around, so it's like a top of the Earth. And as you can see, Greenland does not abruptly cut in a straight line for some reason at all. It keeps going. Isn't Svalbard one of the like Valhalla places? Snow says, I meant more a better CDN as Cloudflare doesn't let you put in arbitrary data. They also have to pull it out and decide on a couple of rules. They absolutely do allow you to have arbitrary data. We have, like, last check, like 15 terabytes of arbitrary data in Cloudflare. Snow says, but it could be, but I'm on a free tier. Yeah, with R2 buckets, right? R2 buckets are CDN to cross. We don't CDN our API right now, but we could totally do that. We'd have to make sure our like cache rules are good. I need a 2FA code, which 2FA app this. At some point, I was like, hey, I should move my 2FA app user because I don't like this 2FA app anymore. So I should use this different 2FA app. But then all that happened is half my 2FAs are in one app and half my 2FAs are in another app and I never migrate. Snow says that I could just use Bitwarden and self-host the server. I would love to do that, but in a hotel, in a random country, at a random time, just roll 100 dice, it won't work. Like, oh, I can't reach your home server. What happened? Oh, there's a power cut at home, so there's no power. So you can't 2FA. Oh, you should put the 2FA server, you should put Bitwarden in the cloud. Okay, so now I've got to play a cloud, like I've got to pay a cloud provider. What I'm actually doing with 2FA is storing them on a YubiKey, but I keep forgetting to. So I'm just going to take a look at how much R2 storage we've got. 14.81 terabytes. Oh, we've actually got to add the variance to that. There's 14 terabytes in the regular assets, and then in variance, there's 3.7. I need to look up why this is happening because there's 10 gigabytes of wiki backups. I can't imagine like what takes 10 gigabytes in a wiki backup. Let's take a look. That's 60 megs. The old database is the latest database, 300. And daily, we've got like about a week. So we're doing like 7 times 300 megs. That doesn't add up to 10 gigs. 7 multiplied by 300 megs. Yeah, that's like 2 gigabytes. What? I mean, it doesn't really matter. We've got like enough space to hold it. But okay. No, one of the backups of the wiki is only 300 megabytes. And remember, that doesn't include images. If you wanted to include images, those are in a different R2 bucket. Wiki images. Oh, it's on page 2. Yeah, we've got 2 pages of buckets now. We've got 5.4 gigabytes of images. So there's actually more file storage being used for the SQL backups than there are being used for the image. Something's wrong. I'll take a look later. It does. Like I said, it doesn't matter. 10 gigabytes is still plenty for R2, but it shouldn't be. As for numberings, because FMark said that seems like a low number of variants, 41 million variants and 19.6 million assets. Radio R says, I noticed that people generally assume Resonite is more private than it is, data privacy, cloud storage, session traffic. Do you think it'd be worth making a wiki page documenting potential privacy misconceptions, assumptions? Yeah, like, phrase it nicely, like, I don't know, like a privacy guide, like mods and settings you can do. Definitely mention the EXIF tagging stuff that I added. I was very proud of that. I was like, I could totally do this, so I just did it. That is where when you have to turn it on in the settings somewhere, but like you turn it on, it'll strip EXIF data when you import an image. I want to do the reverse of that, which is enabling you to export a screenshot with EXIF data, but I haven't got around to that. All right, just double checking for questions. It's so hot. I want to turn on the AC, but it'll be really loud. Zenru says, were any YDMS specific changes made to the fork of Migrate S3NC? I will double check. Migrate S3NC worked like perfectly, and I was so surprised. I was like, this is going to be the stupidest, baddest thing I've ever done. And it just worked. Yeah, well, our main branch is 12 commits ahead, and I have no recollection of any of these commits, so we'll take a look. Right, that's it. So yeah, I split the upgrade process into three distinct steps because it was like, if you have a lot of images in... I should probably back up and actually provide some context here. Our Nextcloud server was running out of file storage, and our options were make the Nextcloud server bigger, like give it more hard drive space, use something other than Nextcloud. And then I figured out that you could use S3, R2 in parentheses, because R2 is S3 compatible, to store your Nextcloud files. I'm like, that sounds great, we'll do that. So I found a library which I'll paste for the benefit of you guys called Migrate S3NC, and I was attempting to use it, but I found some issues, so I made 12 commits. Yeah, so I separated all of the stages so they could run separately. It kept saying things like, hey, if the script crashes, you're like screwed. And so I separated it into three distinct stages. I think it was upload the assets to S3, update the database to point at S3, and then write the config file. I wrote the config file manually. I didn't use the config file. As for code changes, no, that's formatting. Oh, that cleans up duplicate storage entries because there were some, remember why. There was a spelling mistake. Position was spelt Poisition. Oh, and then I had an issue with that. I'll paste it. Yes, I can hear. I've got to find it again. Poisition. Oh, and then the other issue I had was I misunderstood how S3 storage worked for Nextcloud. I thought it maintained the folder hierarchy of the original Nextcloud files. It doesn't. It just like creates a huge folder and puts all the files in that with really weird names. It's like urn, id, blue, blah. That's PHP, Mark, sorry. So I uploaded everything preserving the original file structure, which meant it didn't work. So if you look at the fork, you'll see a move s3files.php file, which will move the files to the correct location. And the reason I wrote that is I didn't want to upload them again. I was like, they're already on S3. I don't want to upload them again, so I'll just move them. That's about it. I think I documented most of it. But yeah, it worked well. It worked too well. I didn't trust it. I did not trust it. So I had to really take a look at it. I have a full backup of all the NC files on R2 as well, if there's a problem. But it doesn't, like, that's a historical backup, so it doesn't contain all of them. But it is working, so it should be fine. Let's check for other questions. Hi, Feta. Oh, please don't lick me. Patch says, basic question here. Is there a way to download Adventure or other things on exit in case web sign-in is having problems for when ResNet is next started? And is there a way to swap preferences for which servers as the fallback in case one can't be read? That's already in progress and handling by ResNet. So, you know when it says like sync or syncing or stuff like that? What it's trying to do is make a local copy of your stuff and a remote copy of your stuff agree. That's already there. So that means that like in... not all cases, and of course there's like rules and like code to handle it, but in a lot of cases when you spawn something from your inventory, like it's loaded locally, it doesn't have to load remotely. We do have some gaps in our offline support though, and I believe there is a GitHub issue for that taking a look. Earthmock hasn't seen dollar this before. When it's like someone else's code that I'm editing and it's a fork, I always feel like dirty because I'm just like adding like a sledgehammer to their code to make it work how I want it to work. Yeah, it's like sometimes it's really like questionable. It's like, hey, I just need this to work. Get out my way. Yeah, so looking at the, I'll just give you the whole file, Earthmark. It looks like this is just a thing that people use. That's just a regular PHP class. Yeah, it can have types. I believe it's getting like more types soon, or like some type features. I was reading an announcement about it many moons ago. Oh, PHP is like horrendous. Like if you PHP arrays, maps, like every sort of like collection based data store are like basically the same. And you don't have to use like string keying, but they are here. If you want to see like good PHP, do look at MediaWiki. Like, it's not that good because it's such a big old code base, but they do everything correctly, right? They've got like metrics, tracing, telemetry, logging, tests, all that sort of stuff. So if you want to just like have a look around, see what like an enterprise PHP product looks like, take a look at MediaWiki. With that, I think we're done on questions. So I'm going to go ahead and start winding us down here so I can get the AC on and maybe get some food in my belly and then figure out what I'm doing today work-wise, because I don't actually know. I had a couple of messages to take care of this morning, something about OAuth. It's all resolved now, though. I didn't say offline improvements were on their way. I said we had a GitHub issue for it. I don't think anyone's working on offline mode right now. I do have on the Corporateverse branch an offline improvement that I need to PR in. But yeah, there you go. I'm going to start winding down. Thank you very much for joining us, and I'll speak to you again soon.